Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wertz moves to second. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wertz moves to third. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Friend moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive to center field. Groth throws towards third. Berry fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Friend scores. Glenn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Glenn. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a line drive to center field. Groth throws towards third. Berry fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Ginsburg scores. Strickland moves to third. Friend moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. Friend scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenhart scores. Courtney moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland bunts towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Friend strikes out. two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Courtney moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Luke Easter. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-2 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. the Indians will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz throws the ball into Hunter, who tags Lemon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Glynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Glynn reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-3 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Friend reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Don Larson. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.